Researchers have documented what they're calling deaths of despair among younger, poorer women. A study by the Australian National University has found it's part of a growing gap between wealthy and poor women, finding the latter have much higher mortality rates than the former. The study looked at mortality rates in 20 to 50-year-olds between 2001 and 2016 and found women in the prime of their lives are increasingly dying of suicide, drug overdoses and alcohol-related disease. Sarah Collard has more.
Megan Cracker spends most of her days with families in crisis. She is a support worker in Perth with the National Indigenous Critical Response Service, which helps families in strife in some of the most disadvantaged and traumatised communities.
I see domestic violence, I see child sexual abuse, I hear it. I see poverty at first hand.
Researchers at the Australian National University have confirmed that the wealthier you are, the better off you are, and the less likely you are to die. They looked at the Australian Bureau of Statistics' 20 most common causes of death and then broke that down by socioeconomic status. Senior author of the study, Dr. Stephen Robson, says diseases of despair, drugs, alcohol, domestic violence and suicide are having a devastating impact on disadvantaged women in particular.
We found that for the majority of women in Australia in those circumstances, the chance of death is actually going up. And in the most disadvantaged groups, it's going up very, very rapidly. And I think that's a real concern for us as a society.
Researchers found that while the overall death rate dropped between 2001 and 2016, only affluent women's health has improved since 2010. Poorer women were almost 2.5 times more likely to die than their affluent counterparts in 2016, with the gap actually growing over the studied period.
Things tend to multiply. And so if you are in a circumstance where your income is low, it often means that you have to live somewhere with insecure housing, that it's very difficult to access the kind of preventive care that women in affluent areas are very used to accessing. It's hard to get good nutrition, and it often puts you in an area of harm.
The rates of potentially preventable deaths, including homicide, road accidents and medical conditions, also rose for all but the wealthiest women. Dr. Robson says the focus on younger women is crucial as they're often primary caregivers and a critical demographic.
They contribute to the unpaid economy, they look after children, partners, relatives. And if we're failing in that, then we really are failing in our responsibility to the community as a whole.
Jerry Georgiadis is a suicide and poverty researcher, and he says poverty is leading to trauma and despair for many of the families he deals with.
The unnatural deaths are actually quite high, but actually in terms of natural deaths, life expectancy is much lower than the rest. They go through an accumulation of stresses that they need to navigate.
Megan Cracker isn't surprised by the findings and says more needs to be done to help women in crisis.
Particularly with what I see every day, taking 20, 30 phone calls every single day about people wanting some hope. They need help and it's not being addressed out there. Unless the government know the extent of the issue, how can they fix it?
Megan Cracker from the National Indigenous Critical Response Service. Sarah Collard, our reporter.